So I think we'll just start with introducing ourselves.
Yeah. So. And first saying welcome to all, welcome to Foster, welcome to the OpenSUSE development room. I'm Michael Löffler, I'm the product manager of the product project. So I'm working for SUSE Linux and Novell.
And yeah, I'm Zoya Kausahade. I've been a packager at SUSE since 3.5 years now, and I'm now officially the OpenSUSE evangelist. So I'm traveling around talking to people like you, and almost most when I'm talking to people inside Novell, what this OpenSUSE and this open source thing is all about. So, there we are at the beginning. What is OpenSUSE all about?
So, at least we have a presentation on the laptop, and perhaps we make it and that it is on the beamer as well.
My slide. Sorry. So, the first thing is, what is OpenSUSE and what is SUSE Linux? OpenSUSE is the community project we started about 6 months ago at LWE in San Francisco. And OpenSUSE is the project where we develop SUSE Linux. SUSE Linux is the distribution and it's still called SUSE Linux. The rest of the world disagrees and calls it OpenSUSE at the moment, but in theory, SUSE Linux is a distribution, OpenSUSE is a project. So OpenSUSE right now has a website, a wiki, where quite a lot of stuff is already happening, has been translated into several languages. We have several mailing lists, of course. We have IRC discussions on Freenode with bi-weekly IRC status meetings. We have lots of documentation on the website, and we have a few sub-projects already. Sub-projects is something we will talk later in detail. But we already have, for 10.0, we have the SUSE distribution, where a guy working on optimization just took SUSE Linux, or a part of it, and recompiled it, and did several experimental stuff to get it faster. And some of us even made it back into SUSE Linux, even if we have no infrastructure we have planned in place, and so on. Other sub-projects we have is, for example, the YAST project is officially a sub-project of SUSE Linux. Are you listening to me, or are you only
enjoying the show?
Okay. Then XDL has officially been named an OpenSUSE sub-project. Sub-project is something we will have to figure out how to make this better. But SUSE Linux is the Linux distribution. It comes in two flavors. We have the retail box, which we still sell. And we have the completely clean open source code only version for download on the website. You can also download the binary only stuff on the website, but not at opensuse.org, but at suse.com. Yeah. We didn't tell you to ask questions when they appear.
So what you just mentioned is, so if questions are coming up, just ask them. So first slide, we're happy to answer questions directly, and we'll have at the end open discussion. So anything is welcome.
Sorry.
So it seems we are approaching the goal to have it on the beamer as well. I'm going ahead with the goals of the OpenSUSE project. The different goals, of course. The first major goal is SUSE Linux, and Novell, which stands behind SUSE Linux, wants to open up the development. As prior to the OpenSUSE project, the development of the SUSE Linux distribution by and large happened inside of SUSE Linux with not many links to the outer world or interaction in between the open source community and what happens inside SUSE Linux. And with the OpenSUSE project, we try to change this, that we have a different discussion or conversation between SUSE Linux and the people working inside Novell and SUSE Linux and the open source community. We'd like to allow contribution to SUSE Linux, especially now with the OpenSUSE project, with the IRC, with the IRC channel, with the mailing list. Interaction is easier and it's people can easier tell their mind or saying, hey, what do you think about ABC? So we can have discussions now with OpenSUSE and hopefully, as Sonia already said, some stuff made already into the SUSE Linux distribution. We'd like, of course, that more people hack on SUSE Linux and that more people using the SUSE Linux distribution and that they the lovely open office recovery works quite well.
I want just
and of course with OpenSUSE we'd like to raise the distribution of SUSE Linux. As prior to the OpenSUSE project there were retail box and some 6 or 8 weeks after launch of the box we made it available for download as well. Now with OpenSUSE it's available from day one for free download. So the target, of course, is to get more people using SUSE Linux. And at the end, of course, especially if the developer is running SUSE Linux, that we get more packages built for SUSE Linux. And could be even the first goal for Novell was as they bought two Linux companies, Ximi and SUSE Linux 3 years ago, with OpenSUSE, they want to harden their commitment to Linux and to the open source community. So it's not just we're buying a company and trying to make revenue and margin. It's a real step in giving something back to the open source community. So we covered some goals, but of course there are some no goals as well. So we don't like to shift the workload, especially for packages outside to the community. So we still keep our maintainers at SUSE Linux. They're doing their job. Of course we're willing that people from outside come in and maintain their packages or suggest their packages coming in SUSE Linux. And secondly, what we definitely doesn't want to do is replace any existing community activities, community projects.
I'd like to restate this. We will not shift packaging work to the community. Because this is something we've been asked from the very beginning. The first official event the first question was, so will you fire packages? No, we haven't. And we will not, to my knowledge, of course, but the thing is, we have internally, I'm not sure how many are on the box, but internally I've checked, we have about 4,000 packages. So how many does Debian have? It's a five-digit number, I forgot, but it's many, many more. And it may happen that a packager internally says, okay, I don't have time for this package, I will just drop it. And then somebody outside revise the package and says, okay, I want to work on this, and then it's only available from an outside packager. Yes, this may happen, but only for a few packages. This is not the goal that we drop packages and just wait for someone from the outside to do the work for us. Yeah?
For example, you If you look at the media pictures for playing DVDs, they are illegal in the European Union. You should take a flow for this package. Do the volunteer packages.
Yes, but not because we don't have the resources, but because there are different problems. So, and the situation did not change. Because this was the situation with Susan and before the Open Source project as well. So there are certain packages we don't distribute for known reasons. I don't want to go into here. And this situation, unfortunately, is as it is, yes. So the target groups. First of all, there are open source developers. The build service we are planning, and which will be presented in the next talk, for which I invite you and ask you to stay, because that's a really cool stuff, which is a general introduction. These people have users, and these users want RPM packages. And the platform we are developing right now will allow them to build their packages, rebuild them automatically, and have them available at a central location. The second group is at the moment the most important group for us. It's open source packages and power users. It's basically you. It's certain people in the audience, but also all of you. People who want to contribute to the distribution, who want to hack on the distribution, who want to package much more software than we have. There are external packaging products like Pacman, who've been distributing hundreds of packages for some time now. These people want to customize the distribution. For example, we had a question this week. I'm very happy about a person. They do custom Linux distributions for their university students. It's a university person who asked this. They want some extra packages and basically a stable distribution, and they want it on a live CD for first year students. These users are, or these admins who want their special custom tailored Linux distributions are one of the focus groups at the moment. And both of these will use our infrastructure and hopefully also contribute to the build service itself. Again, details about the build service next talk. The end user, what advantages do they have from our system? They typically just want a stable distribution that runs and doesn't have any errors, and so they don't have to bother about it. They will profit that there's still a stable distribution, but these people also often have one or two applications they really need the latest version of. And so these two, the open source developer provides the RPMs, the end user is happy that they find RPMs for whatever they want to do on the open source side. Sorry. I forgot the partners. Sorry. novel partners, of course. This is something I don't need to go into detail here because we're not novel partners, but of course, our official partners will profit from having access to the distribution before it comes out and having access to the development process. And also having access to the build tools. Questions?
So I'll give just an overview about the history already. And even if we are a young project, there's already history and some words to the roadmap and to the future. As I think most of you know, OpenSUSE project was launched last year in August on LWV in San Francisco. Especially the 5 to 6 weeks prior to that day, it was very funny, and as we had or especially the SUSE Linux part of the deal, supposed launch date much later in the year, but some senior executives said, hey, it has to be ready in August.
Actually, I think launching it now would have been a really good idea, but we will launch the build service now.
So we, in June, July frame, we were all already drawn in work and had to set everything up and so on. But finally, August 9, we could launch the project and open up, or for the first time, we had done the public beta phase, which with weekly betas out for SUSE Linux 10.0. And 10.0, it was out end of September, beginning of October. We launched then the final, the Goldmaster version of 10.0. First time again, on the first day it was available for free download. And even the download versions were earlier available as a retail box. Of course, we need some lead time for production and dispatching it to the retail shops. In January 06, again, a funny story. We tried, or the demand out of the community was at the beginning of very early. We saw that there's a demand for not only English OpenSUSE Wiki. So we tried to set up more languages on the wiki. We tried to start with French, Spanish, and German. As of course, or not of course, but SUSE Linux still has the major customers, or the majority of the customers come out of EMEA, and they are out of Germany. So we have at
least Europe, Middle East, and
So I would say, especially for SUSE Linux, or for the box, more than 50% out of the users are German. So we try to set up those localized wikis, which were targeted, I think, around October. But finally, we managed it January 2006, setting up French, Spanish, and German wikis, so a wiki farm, and are now in the position that we can go on with further languages on demand out of the community. At the moment, we are working on Japanese, Chinese, Romanian,
Czech, and Turkish.
And Czech and Turkish, so they're community members asking for the languages, and the procedure is that if you ask for a language, you have to translate yourself, I think a base set of 8 or 10 pages, and if that's done, we can set up the wiki or switch it live, and everything else developed by the community. So we, by and large, the mother wiki is the English one, and we try to keep those major pages in sync. But of course, as it is a wiki, you will find in German wiki sometimes different content as you have in the English one. Sometimes different content, sometimes more content, and so on.
How many people here are already active on the OpenSUSE mailing list or in the wiki? Can you please raise a hand? Wow. I want to publicly thank you for your patience within these last months. It's a learning process.
Same time in January, we managed to move the support database of SUSE Linux into the OpenSUSE project, and merge there the Spanish, German, and French articles in as well. So you now at the French wiki, you find the support database and can look up for articles. And as it is a wiki, we welcome and we appreciate anybody who's writing new articles, give explanation about problem solving and so on.
And also correct the old ones, because check if they are still valid for the next version and make a note.
Today, we will have a first version of the build service. Adrian and Cornelius, I think,
and Andreas Bauer,
they demonstrate in the next talk. what's behind the build service. And now some statistics. OpenSUSE.org is under the umbrella of the Novell pages. It's the most visited page by large, actually. So we have a large demand for the page. And to compare, of course, if the Novell is and most of the products they have are business products. So consumer business of nature has more page visits. But even the OpenSUSE page is much more visited as the former and today's SUSE Linux page. So with OpenSUSE, we could raise the attention to SUSE Linux dramatically, which is good. Next slide, please. We have, so now already saying we have several mailing lists in place. We have the IRC channel in place with the bi-weekly IRC meetings where by and large everything can be discussed. And at the beginning, we try to have the IRC meeting 1 hour. I think we haven't managed to finish it less than 2 hours.
Yes. Thanks for that.
We have today more than 20,000 registered users at the OpenSUSE project, and the number of installations of SUSE Linux of all kind, of the retail box, of the download versions, of the open source only, of the version with binary packages, of every SUSE Linux versions, has risen dramatically from the start or from the launch of the OpenSUSE project.
Can you back that with numbers?
I can back this with numbers. We can measure at the moment around 7,000 to 8,000 installations a day. And prior to the OpenSUSE project, we had something like 4,000 a day.
How do you measure this?
That's
an online update.
And the installation is when Yast first asked, yeah, do you want to check the network connection? Ah. So it checks with getting the updates.
Ten1 will be out in March 2006. Hopefully, as I think most of you noticed that in the beta phase there were some delays already. So this is still the target, but we will see what will happen. With 10.1 we will change to an 8 month release cycle. As of today, we have a 6 month release cycle, but we go up to 8 months to fit better in the release cycle with our business product, with SUSE Linux Enterprise Server. And SUSE Linux still is kind of a preview of those products, and with the internal workload especially, 8 month release cycle fits much better into the picture. We have now as well for months already a discussion going on if OpenSUSE needs or should have a web forum. And at the beginning, Novell said if OpenSUSE uses a web forum, it has to be the Novell one. We are now at the stage that we can do our own web forum. So we and the community is the boss in that regard, and we started the first steps in direction of setting up a web forum and hopefully have it in summer this year.
Actually, planned spring. But history tells. Please.
So you want your own web forum, because according to the mailing list, it wasn't sure yet.
Well, actually, may I ask? I was surprised that there are very good reasons on the mailing list, voiced on the mailing list, in favor of the web forum. My opinion was we don't need a web forum because there are enough community web forums already in place. But the discussion changed my mind, and the reasons, this is my personal opinion, so I'm not the boss here, but this is the reason why I just organized a development system where we can develop the forums. And the reason is, at the moment, OpenSUSE sends its users a mail. because we are only a developer mailing list, or actually a project mailing list, where it's politics. We send people to the SUSE Linux list, we send people to the SUSE Linux web forums, and we do not have a place for users who want a web forum. Where, and many, or some, I of course cannot count them because I do not know them, but I think that people would like to have a forum at forum.opensuse.org, because it's part of the community, it's part of the, sorry for that, brand. And I think it's still, yes, it's still a problem, because there are well-run community forums out there who might lose users when we open ours, but I still think it's worth it. And if you cannot decide anything in the mailing list discussion. This is like deciding by committee, or even worse, because you cannot vote. Mm-hmm. So at some point we will get to the governance point a little bit later. At some point somebody has to decide. And we decided now to ask you, certain people on the mailing list, to get in touch with the existing forums. And our job is to just prepare the web forums. If for some reason somebody comes up and says you cannot do the web forum for this one reason or for these three reasons, and convinces us, we'll see what happens. But so far it's 50-50, and I see a value in the forums, and so do other people. But we have the discussion internally.
So I understand, even if the discussion is still going on, you already have decided to do the web forums.
We have decided to prepare the web forums, because we do not want to have, then we need to do some development to use the custom login that you use for Godzilla and the wiki already. This is the Novella iChains login. We have to develop this, and we have learned with the wiki that launching a new site under the OpenSUSE umbrella takes time. And we don't want a positive forum discussion in, say, March, and then have the forums in September, because we need another year, so we start with perfect.
On the roadmap next, or as of today, we start the preview phase of the OpenSUSE build services, and we'll be have a core feature complete build service by Q3, so this means by around September. And the next version of SUSE Linux 10.2 will be out in November, so end of this year, 10.2 will be out.
Questions?
When will you integrate Qt4 in the OpenSUSE branch? I mean, when is KDE is going to integrate with Qt4? Is going to be in the OpenSUSE version, or is there people? Are the people working already in compiling it on Qt4?
Yeah, that's why I just wanted to.
Oh, sorry.
I think KDE4, which is based on Qt4, is a work in progress, and there's no really specified roadmap yet. The development version is ported and compiles, but when there will be a release which is able to be included in OpenSUSE, I actually don't know. Nobody knows.
Nobody knows.
All right.
Thank you. So, what is this infamous build service? What? There were two questions leading to the decision of what the build service would look like and would be able to do. The first one is, there are quite a lot of open distributions already. So why does the world need another one? Which is a valid question, actually. Why did we start this OpenSUSE thing at all? And we asked ourselves this question as well, and one of the answers was, we can contribute something that's not quite there yet in the world. Because one thing we learned in 12 years of distribution building behind closed doors is distribution building. So what we want to give back or offer is an infrastructure which gives people outside in the community the same advantages we have internally for building distributions. This is probably not as cool as wobbly windows, but it's and the new XGL server, but it is for a developer a very, very, very helpful infrastructure. And we know that there are people outside who want to build, just hack on the distribution itself, build their own distribution. And we want to allow them to do this on SUSE. The next question then was, well, we have business products which are based on the same code base, and we also have the retail box, which is the SUSE Linux CC and build source. And this one is stable, has a nice installation experience, at least I hope so, and has a loyal user base, and they like it because it, why do we like SUSE? I do not know, but I assume I like SUSE because it just works most of the time. It's a solid distribution. Hey, we're proud of it and we want to continue to offer it. So we need some way to, on the one hand, keep the distribution stable, and on the other hand, allow other people to hack on it. The solution to this is the project concept in the build service, so that you can have experimental projects on the one hand which are built on top of SUSE Linux, but which are not integrated in the distribution at once. So this is also for the governance slide, we still have control over SUSE Linux because we want to keep it stable. And we have all our packages, all our developers working on it. And this will continue to be like this. And to also allow experimental stuff, we needed a few concepts which the Autobuild team, the internal build system team came up with, and which you will see in the next talk, and in two talks tomorrow, actually, package building and whatever the talk is called that Michael Schröder has. So what will be possible? Just a very short overview. You can have add-on packages which are not on SUSE Linux, and which you just build on top of it. You can have experimental project where you exchange some things and do some cooler development stuff. You can create custom distributions from it. So you say, oh, well, these packages, some of these are from SUSE Linux, some are mine, some are from someone else, and I want to install a CD from it. You can do it. And the last feature is we want to be able to get these features back into SUSE Linux if they are good, if users like them, if we like them. So there will be some tool support to get these features back into SUSE Linux. I mean, merging, of course, has to be done by hand, has to be done by the packages, but there will be some tools. Are there any questions?
The most funny slide here, I'd like to explain a bit about the relationship or what happened behind the scene. As Novell bought SUSE Linux, I think almost 3 years ago, right? Two years ago, exactly. It was January 2004. So Novell, known prior to that as a company selling binary software, proprietary software, now stepping into the open source or to the Linux business or in environment. And 1.5 years later, they decided to support. They were the initiators of doing the OpenSUSE project. So what happened? Novell, I think, is more or less known as a conservative software company. They've the network, they were in the server business established. They're doing business with Fortune 500 or with very large companies. And now they're doing this OpenSUSE project, and especially SUSE Linux is a Linux company, and I would guess, or I would say, it's more known for sometimes the internal processes are sometimes more chaotic than planned. So they're with SUSE Linux and Novell, definitely two very different cultures came together. And for Novell, especially now, I have lots of insight. It was a big step to go to the open, or to make the OpenSUSE project happen, as this is nothing they did before, and it was, I would even say, it was a brave step into the future, and a step into a, that they showed a real commitment into Linux. As especially 2 years ago, sometimes you heard it in the press and everywhere. So is Novell really doing Linux, or they just bought a Linux distribution to do whatever? So with the OpenSUSE project, it's definitely a commitment. We are doing Linux and we are supporting the open source community. And this is not only it's not just a lip service. As Sonia and myself, many people here, they invest in with human resource to the project. We are here today with around 15 people, and over the year always many people from SUSE Linux inside, which get paid by Novell, are working for the OpenSUSE project. Further, the hardware, the servers, and the software, and everything is given or sponsored by Novell. So even the commitment with money is really existing. And history-wise, for SUSE Linux, it wouldn't be possible to make a open SUSE project due to the financial realities 3 or 4 years ago, as the retail box made, I don't know the exact figures, but definitely more than 50 or 60% out of the revenue and margin to SUSE Linux. So there wouldn't be a way for SUSE Linux prior to Novell to make a community project. Nowadays, Novell is doing more than $1 billion in revenue, and SUSE Linux in relation to that is a smaller bit. So Novell can afford to let some revenue go. And we, with the OpenSUSE project, the installation numbers have risen dramatically, but the number of sold boxes, for example, declined. Less than expected, but it declined. Yeah. So that's by and large the story of OpenSUSE and Novell. Any questions?
More comment, I must say that not only Novell had to change it, but I personally, being a former SUSE employee, was very positively surprised that that SUSE opened up just for as a GPL version, for example. It was something that hasn't been done from the very beginning, and a lot of people at SUSE were actually quite in favor of that. And I was glad to see that Novell actually made that possible finally. Same with your OpenBox in our database.
Yeah.
And it's also at SUSE, it's a new way of working, and we will see how this develops. Because opening up the development is not done with opening up Azilla and creating a few mailing lists, and we know this as well. But this is also a process that takes some time. People are interested. I'm happy to see more and more SUSE people on the mailing list, so I think we're going in the right direction. More questions? Yeah. Control and governance. I hoped for some smiles for the first line. I already told you, SUSE Linux is the distribution. SUSE Linux is only part of what is built in the build service. SUSE Linux is the code base for business products, which are forked and developed further and tested and hardened and whatever you do with business products. For that reason, SUSE Linux will always be under the control of SUSE R&D. However, we try to listen, we try to ask questions, we try to hear what people on the mailing list are saying, and to incorporate features, incorporate suggestions, enhancement requests, whatever. But we cannot promise that we do whatever committee votes. This will just will not happen. And I think yeah, it's probably not that surprising because we still want to sell Linux. Right now, the governance model we have has developed by accident or by at least not by, by careful planning, I can say that. And it's, I think you can call it at the moment benevolent dictatorship by Nadal and especially SUSE Linux R&D stuff. And I'm not sure that this is the worst thing that can happen. Of course, I'm on the side who has the dictatorship, so this is easy to say. But I mean, it's one model that not only we use for developing a software project, so by now, for now this is working, but this doesn't mean that we do not think about different ways to do it. For example, the idea of a steering committee was there from the beginning, and just has not been discussed in detail yet. We have another slide with an open discussion. I actually would like to hear your opinion on that. So, but it's, we only have 10 minutes left, so an open discussion on this would be too long. Yes, please.
I've for a long time been a premium business partner of SUSE. Yeah. I divorced Novell. What I'm wondering now is, SUSE has always been, should I say, putting KDE on the default list for the window manager. But Novell is, of course, an American company with a completely different culture. Is owner of Ximian and a pretty primary GNOME developer. What are the chances that GNOME will be the default window manager? And the reason I ask is because I think that people new to Linux and saying, I want to try it out, are more helped with KDE than with GNOME. That's at least what I think.
The actual situation on the business products is that GNOME is the default for a new installation. There's a strong GNOME development community in Novell at Cambridge, so GNOME will continue to develop at Novell with large investments. There's a strong KDE development community at SUSE Linux, Novell in Nuremberg, and KDE will be continued to be developed at SUSE Linux in Nuremberg. That's all I can say. Sorry.
By default, you mean that it's the list that is, the item that is selected as the default desktop, or do you don't ever have a chance?
Yes, you have the chance if you know what you're doing.
So what's the deal? It's both there.
It is when you just click next, next, next in the installation, you get GNOME.
On the business products only.
On the business products.
So Linux still, you have there's no radio button set. You have to say A or B.
It's just the default selection. It's not that they are being omitted or removed.
It is not omitted. It is not removed. It is still being developed. So, but let me repeat my my question or my request. If you about the governance stuff, I'd be happy to discuss this with you and on the booth after this talk in the evening, whenever you have free time, come by. Just tell me your opinion or anybody else sitting around there. I know that I'd be happy to acknowledge. Yes.
I'm sure that
many
people here are wondering. Why should I contribute something to a company that is not going to give me something? So I just wonder, do you have any policy or strategy to attract users to contribute?
Okay, the question was, why should anybody contribute to OpenSUSE if they don't get anything back? For one, I think you are getting something back. Because the build service infrastructure is cool. It is a lovely concept. I love to present it. It's really, it's the first OpenSUSE talk I do without presenting the build service. And it has been much fun to show this concept because it is elegant, it is nice, it is, and I think you can do really interesting development stuff. So if you are a user, you are getting SUSE Linux for free, and you are getting the packages that other people build for free. Why other people should build packages? Why do people contribute to open source projects? Not only for the money, for the fame, of course, for being able to do it, for having fun with it, I don't know. I cannot really answer this question, but I think you are getting something back.
Actually, more specifically, my question is, there are so many open source projects. Why OpenSUSE? Can you think of any reason?
Because our way to build distributions is the coolest. And I believe. Yeah, but I mean, yes, of course, if you want to develop for and on Debian, you will probably do this already. So why would someone developing on Debian come to OpenSUSE? Because it's more fun, or because there are more possibilities to do something. And if we can't deliver that, then people will not develop on OpenSUSE. And so you will actually decide what happens with this project. Because if you walk out and say, okay, come on, I've seen better things, then we will notice because nobody will use this stuff. Yes?
One question regarding the dictatorship of Nozzle. If you look at the user 10.1 interface, especially beta 4, there are many issues with the new package manager from Simeon. Now, can you elaborate a little bit on this problem?
No. I mean,
yes.
Can you?
We just stepped in some problems with the new package management. And I think this is not because parts of them are from Simeon or the other part is from SUSE. It's just that it happened that we expected the deployment of that piece easier or with less problems, but we stepped in more problems, that's it. And the dictatorship in this case especially is not from Novell, it's just from our business products. So SUSE Linux and Enterprise Server will have this new package manager. And of course, SUSE Linux should have it then as well, and that's why we had some problems and delays in the beta phase.
Short question. So Simeon had this red carpet stuff. SUSE has the YAST. Does it mean the new package manager is a mix of both, or does red carpet is the red carpet merge into SUSE business distribution?
Actually, we have a YAST developer here who can answer this question better than I can. He will have a talk tomorrow. His name is Stefan Muntermann. He's at the booth. So for the details, yes, it's technology from both, but in detail, I don't know.
But the general answer is technical. It's from both sides. So it's not one side is coming in. It's a merge. Binance is taking the best out of both.
Okay, we have only 4 minutes left. So
yeah, which is for discussion. So
actually, now we would like to hear from you what would be interesting things to have in OpenSUSE. This is, of course, a little bit hard to do in 4 minutes, but yes.
Just a suggestion to discuss, to reorganize the wiki, at least the start page, because I find it very blocking. If I go to the OpenSUSE wiki page, I don't find anything.
Yeah.
That's just my personal impression, but I think that the start page should have much more points to what you're actually offering behind the scenes.
Yes.
That are hidden somewhere.
If you have a good idea how to do this, please, please join the OpenSUSE Wiki mailing list and post it.
There
because the problem is known, There was already a short discussion. I don't have a good idea, but I'm open for
it. There was a page open, and maybe of that today, there's a page open where you can put your ideas on the wiki.
Okay, those who are leaving, any further ideas, discussions, questions, please come to the booth. How much time do you need to set up your stuff? So any further questions?
Do you plan to offer a DVD ISO download to your site for open source? Do you plan to offer a DVD ISO?
No. the open source only distribution is of a CD only.
Okay.
Why can you? Why? Because you have like a thing or a source.
It takes more time than
CDs to burn.
Didn't we talk about the DVD client?
The problem is very, I can answer that. The problem is very simple. We are using a lot of infrastructure that is not able to deliver files larger than 2 gigabytes. Also, users usually have a lot of problems burning CDs, and especially if we start offering DVDs with dual layer content, this is going to be even more difficult. So to avoid a very lot of support questions, we currently just offer CDs at this time.
There, however, is a tool that you can make the CDs into a DVD.
Yeah. Okay, so thank you all for joining us. And as I have a real forgetting the t-shirts here, please come to our booth as everybody can have a full t-shirt.
We have 800, so...